Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and always it's an honor to be able to speak a word in season. And it's just something how God is awesome. He's so intelligent. I can't even give you everything that I'm experiencing and tell you how, oh my God, I want to be with him more and more. I want to learn more and more, because it's an in-depth in the study and the things that God has for us. And it's just, I'm excited. I'm always, hallelujah, excited about the word of God. So, Father God, we bind up satanic forces, and we ask you to come in, Father God, and begin to intercept for us. Amen. Praise God. And we ask you to touch right now and begin to heal those that are sick, that are going through financial difficulties, those that are in war and warfare, in the natural as well as the spiritual, as well as, amen, even in the homes, amen, and on the job. We bind up Lucifer, and we command him to go back to the pits of hell. He's a wimp. He's a dog. He's nothing. He will never reign over Jesus Christ, who is our sovereign king, who is our only potentate. He is the I am. He is, amen, everything that we will ever need, amen, because they are packaged, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they are all three in one, amen, and praise God. And they don't miss. What I'm saying is they are on time. They are accurate. And the most important thing about it is God loves us so much, and he loved his son, that he gave his only begotten son for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We might have that accessibility to go in and begin to live like we're supposed to. We're not supposed to ever be without. We weren't supposed to be in a position to not have. God, when he created Adam and Eve, he spoke a blessing over them. That's why he couldn't curse them. So he cursed the ground. Then it turned back around, amen, and Noah found grace in his sight. And then Abraham, he just took over. Oh, bless Abraham. God spoke to him, and he believed God. Now he coming into a supernatural experience with him, whereas all he ever knew was the demonic ways of life, because he was like his father, and he was an idol worshiper. But then God came in and he believed God by faith. It speaks about it in Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 12, and oh, my God, and it went on to move to the point that Holy Spirit didn't have to worry. Amen. Praise God. Humans and spirits back in the olden time, they mingled with women and birthed forth fiends, giants, all different kind of freaks. But the Holy Spirit moved upon, amen, Mary. Didn't have no sexual intercourse, but had faith to believe that he could produce the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Part man, part spirit, all the way spirit. He's all the way spirit, but he came in human flesh like. And that faith worked for him. So my moments of encouragement is dealing with goal setters. Amen. Praise God. And why should we be goal setters? Because God then already established everything, and all he wants us to do is walk in that faith and that love to believe that, amen, if you're going to be healed from cancer, get a new car, new home, all of these are inclusive. God is a God of including everything, all-inclusive God. And he don't leave nothing out concerning your life. He's so intelligent when he made the world, amen, the heaven and the earth, amen, he made it in three-dimensional form so that when we look upon something, we just don't see a flat screen TV, but we see all the dimensions that are in that, amen, to the point that we recognize that that's a chair, that's a human, or that's a stove, or that's a bookcase. It begins to open up, amen, and begin to reveal what's needed for us to recognize what he did and what he created in the earth realm, and to know you from me and me from you. Amen. So there are moments in our lives that we are so very, that literally we are so very important for what God is doing for us, that he regulates. He would not put no more in you than you can bear. He makes everything all right by your faith. Amen. But you got to first step out on faith. In order for us to reach our goals, we need God to step into that moment of reality. Also, the moment where he manifests his glory. And that is seen by what you believe, the anointing, amen, praise God, and the glory that he will get out of your life. Every time Israel got the victory, his glory would be seen. It is a supernatural, amen, praise God. I'm going to put it like this in layman terms. Happening, that God work in the earth realm will bring forth what should occur, or what, amen, is occurring, or what is happening, and brings in deliverance and healing in that very moment. Amen, praise God. The devil got you spooked in the essence that you think you're sick, and then you are sick because of the attacks. But God can go in and instantly heal you. So when you're setting goals in your life, you don't walk in with any negativity, any doubt, because God has measured everything out concerning you. The children you're going to have, how they look, even the structure of the mouth, nose, eyes, amen, praise God. The hands, some born without limbs, some are born with limbs, some are, amen, praise God, have all different kinds of deformities about them that the enemy did, but God goes in and he begins to measure out, amen, and see, well, yeah, I can utilize her even in the state she's in. And so she began to set her goals, amen, that will walk in agreement with God, because it's a supernatural thing that he's going to do with those that are even us, that mind has been messed up by Satan, that he'll do for us in order for us to reach our goals in life. Amen, praise God. And so there are three realms of the supernatural: the faith that we should have, that anointing in the earth realm, and then the glory of God that he gets in his manifested doings or operation while we're still in the earth. Faith begins with revelation that reveals what we need to do in order to get into that relationship with God. You can't just do it and not have that faith. So you got to first believe, and then you got to confess. Amen. Like faith is in the now faith. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Romans speaks about it, and you acknowledge him to the point that, amen, praise God, he is who he said he is. He died on the cross for you. He is doing the things that he was, amen, supposed to do because of what Adam and Eve did, and he's making it, amen, where we can survive and live. He's helping us with, amen, praise God, the now faith that God has established as evidence of the truth as well as Jesus. Amen. It's the now faith. Praise God. Excuse me. And so when we have that now faith, we are acknowledging God as our Lord and Savior, and we are no longer our own. We've been bought with a price through Jesus Christ, and that now faith is working out things so that, amen, praise God, us as goal setters can go in and begin to do what Abraham did. He set his goal when God talked to him. And he was determined to see a land, the promised land, Canaan. God took him there. Then turned around, and he still was waiting on what God said that he couldn't see right then and there, but he went on by faith to believe that it would happen. Faith is keeping a lot of us today. Amen. Praise God. Because Satan would have destroyed us a long time ago if we didn't have faith to believe. Are you with me? So, amen, praise God. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he becomes everything, the worker that does the things that's going to be needed, amen, in your life to be established. Amen. He sent the Holy Spirit to comfort us, and he'll guide us into all truth. And then in Hebrew 11, it speaks about the now. Amen. We are in the now. We have to have faith to even worship God. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Praise God. And so God looks at the heart and know that we are connected by a heart transplant. Amen. By the transfusion that God's son Jesus gave us, that blood, amen, that DNA, amen, proving that we are his. We know that the faith is working. Oh, my God, I didn't shut it for 30 minutes. But the earth needs anointing. The glory transcends, amen, our gifts, amen. As we go before God, amen, praise God, waiting on the finish, amen, product, amen, for our assignment. Amen. Every time you complete that assignment that you're on, you get a promotion. Faith works in order for God, amen, praise, to come in and work on your behalf. Amen. Praise God. You have to be persistent. A goal setter has to be persistent, has to keep this focus. A goal setter, amen, must not doubt or fear. Even I don't care what Satan try to do, you must still stay with God. Those that are signed, they have to make sure that their surroundings, amen, are involved with God, amen, and walk in the understanding that now faith is working for my good. Amen. Throughout your walk in life, amen, praise God, you have to learn through the experiences so we don't get angry with God, but we go on, amen, and not false accuse him, but know who the devil is and keep our goals in mind that, yes, in the midst of everything, I'm going to have self-control and discipline. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to practice those things. We're going to have belief in ourselves as well as belief in God. And we're going to have to rely on God for everything. And don't give up. But Satan is determined to try to destroy you. But you hang on in there. You keep that thought, that heart clean and pure. And be persuaded that God, the one that created you, is able to help you complete your goals. He is the one that started that good work in you, and he is the one that's going to perform it. Amen. Remember, he has started the work in your life, and he will complete it. Oh, I wanted to finish it. I had so much information. God bless.